Hey there, friends, it's Nick, and this is episode 417 of the Story Hacker Podcast. And I want to talk about Joss, the concept of Joss. When I was a kid, well, as a teenager, I suppose, I read fantastic books by a really wonderful, wonderful author, James Clavell. He's long dead now, but you might recognise he wrote Shogun, which was made into a miniseries, I think, with Richard, can't remember his name, but the guy he was in, the Thornbirds, Richard Chamberlain, there you go, well done, Nick. James Clavell wrote the book Shogun, which is, of course, about a British sea captain who ended up in Japan, but he also wrote, my particular favourite is Taipan, about the founding of Hong Kong on the edge of China, and then also Noble House, which is also set in Hong Kong, in the, I think it's the 1960s or 70s, I'm not quite sure, can't remember, but fantastic books. I've read them multiple times and they're just wonderful stories. Oh, and he also wrote a semi-autobiographical account of his time in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in World War II called King Rat, which is also amazing storytelling. Anyway, one of the things that comes through, particularly in his Chinese books, his books about China, is this concept of Joss, which is like a combination of luck and fate and the will of the gods, really. It's all the things that are outside our control. And I've been reminded of this because, as I've mentioned in a previous podcast, I've been watching Vikings, the sort of six seasons of Vikings, which is this kind of semi-historical soap opera about how the Vikings spread out from Norway and Denmark and kind of pillage and also trade, and you know, they come to Britain, they go to France, they get into the Mediterranean. I'm not sure, if I'm honest, how factually accurate it all is, but they too, one of the things that comes up time and time again in that show is this invocation of the will of the gods. Or, you know, they might be going into a battle, getting ready to go into a battle, and they will say, the gods have already decided who will live and who will die. So, you know, go out there. It's not in your hands. You know, whatever. It's all decided. And there's this, in a sense, there is this peace and clarity that comes from this idea that we're not in control, whether it's the gods, whether it's Joss, that we are. We are in some sense subject to all these things that are beyond our reach or beyond our understanding. And I think it's one of those interesting things that we've really lost, you know, as we've embraced science as a society and as a culture. When, you know, don't get me wrong, science is one of the great achievements of mankind, I think. But as some people have written, and in particular, I think of Jordan Peterson's book, Maps of Meaning, which he wrote a long time before he was, you know, he became such a kind of a political touchstone for certain ideas. And it's a really interesting book, quite a heavy read, that one, but quite relevant to storytelling, because, if you know, one of the things he talks about is the difference between the kind of the known world and the unknown. And he talks about the, if you like, the hero, the kind of the protagonist of a story, as being the mediator between those two things. And in some sense, as human beings, we're always, you know, we're always figuring out where we are between the known and the unknown world. And you know, obviously that goes back to some of the stuff we talked about in the episodes 301 through to 316-17, the hero's journey. But I've been, sorry, that was a big breath. I've been reminded of Joss by the Vikings, but it's also become quite, it feels like it's become quite relevant, because it's reminded me this peace that they get, and the Vikings, I mean, before the battle, and the memory of the way that the Chinese characters in Clavell's book, they kind of invoked Joss as a way of saying, we can't control everything. We can't worry about everything because there are some things that are outside of our control. And I think this has felt quite personal and quite relevant to me in the last month since my dad passed away. And, you know, though in some sense, as everyone has experienced in 2020, it's been a tough year, and the the hits have kept on coming. And even today, we've had news about a lovely old friend of mine. I won't say any more than that, but a lovely old friend of mine who's caught COVID, and you know, of course, I'm really worried about him. Right now, I'm recording this at 3:30 on a Saturday afternoon, and I know that there's going to be a press conference in about half an hour. Boris Johnson in the UK is holding a press conference, and it may well be that we're about to enter another national lockdown. These things keep on coming, and one of the things that's the reason why this phrase, life is life, just sounds so dumb, doesn't it? But I'm telling you because it's one of the things I've started to say to myself when things like this are happening, things that are not positive in some way, but they're also things that are outside my control. And I think the core reason I'm saying that is because actually with the passing of my dad, you know, and I'm not someone, sadly, who believes in an afterlife. I wish I did, but at the moment I don't. And in some sense, I'm contrasting his current situation, I guess, which is nothing, with the constant kind of rocking of the boat, the constant, life is things happening to you repeatedly. And if you're lucky, if you're able, and if you are, out there in the world, metaphorically or otherwise, it's you trying to shape the world in the way that you want it. And that's certainly how I'd expect most of the people listening to this podcast to be. But still, life is life. So when these things are happening, and I found it useful today. I mean, this is also a very stoic concept, the idea that the things that are beyond our control, the way we think about them, really can make a difference to the quality of our life, to the quality of our experience. You know, they aren't the thing, they're the meaning we attach to the thing. And I think I've been using this phrase, life is life, as a kind of shortcut to that. And I've actually found it, stupid as it sounds, quite helpful as a way to deal with everything from the news we got this morning to the fact that my ankle still hurts 2 weeks after I stepped on a conker. Anyway, life is life, and I hope yours is good. And thanks for listening. Speak soon. Bye now.